Can I let my light shine with you tonight?
Yes.
Is it safe with you?
Of course.
Will you nurture it? Will you protect it? What if I say something you don't agree with?
All the time.
This is my sister wrote it. She's telling you like it. What if I say something that would rock your world? And make everything you've lived up to this point unreal. A lie. Or make you question it. Would you love me then?
Yes.
Would you allow my message to sink in then? I've been thinking about what this. It's funny how just a little walk, you can just have this huge ahas. We're talking about letting the light shine. Unconditional love. Generare. Can we do it when we don't agree? When it hurts? Can we allow someone's light to shine even when it hurts? We talked about different perspectives of one thing over at the service prep. And we were talking about how gunpowder with the Chinese culture was looked at. They were looked at gunpowder like, what can we do with this thing that sparks, explodes? Fireworks. Healing solutions, balms for longevity of life. And what they're searching for, yeah.
That's when they stumbled on.
Right. That's when, yes. It was discovered. And then it was brought up that the Christians actually used gunpowder for firearms. Christians used it for firearms. So two cultures saw two different perspectives, two different uses of one thing. Life and death. Huge, right? Both have taken our world to amazing places, but has caused a lot of strife. I mean, the gunpowder part of it, the weapons. And yet, what are we going to do with it today? There's a lot of talk about the March for Our Lives. Mm-hmm. And then the youth talking, you know, speaking their minds. 800,000 in D.C., thousands around the world, in the nation, obviously. Some people are being negative about it. What do those kids know about it, anything? You know? And the kids are like, are you hearing us? Who's right? Who's wrong? Two different perspectives of the same thing. But perspectives that need to be heard. I'm thankful for those in my life that showed me a different way to look at it. Look at life, look at perspective, look at myself. And there were times I didn't like it. Anybody else? Yeah. Wait till you get older. Wait till you have your own kids. You know, don't have any kids yet. I can borrow them and give them back. Okay. But in the moment, it was intense. It was hard to hear. But I received it and it changed my life. I loved it anyway, and some I didn't, obviously. So what I'm trying to get to tonight in this moment is, are we allowing people's light, every individual light, to shine whether we like it or not? Because if we stop it, we're stopping the evolution of that person, the journey of that person. And we're adding more shadow to it. Right? What people think of a situation, of a person, may not be in agreement with your perspective of it, but it is a perspective. And it should be honored, not agreed with, but honored, not stifled. I thought very differently when I was 16 Now I'm 36. But I still have the fire and passion to change the world, to be different. I've gone through a lot during those 20 years. And if I stop at any point of the way, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything, but I'm thankful for where I'm at today because I kept going. Thankful for those that allowed me to be me, that allowed me to be me even if they didn't agree with me. Think of those friends, those family members that still loved you no matter what. I know people that I stole from that still love me today. Thank you for that. And there are people that I didn't steal from back then that are not my friends today, but I was loving and caring to. Go figure, right? Two different perspectives of me. I could go on, obviously. This is an ongoing meditation of mine, and I thank you for being in it with me.